Listen to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show online live at WNSR.com.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. This segment brought to you by our friends with Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Right now, a chance to talk NFL training camp, Tennessee Titans, and more. Eric Bacharach, the Titans beat writer with the Tennessee, and joins us now. Eric, first of all, I hope you had a great weekend, and as always, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate you having me back on.
All right, before we talk about the four players today that visit with us on our Zoom meeting, and all four very engaging individuals, let's go back to last week. And he feels one way, I feel another about what you're going to think. But about Logan Woodside, you and I have had this conversation for several months, and knowing the fact that other than Ryan Tannehill, nobody on the roster has ever attempted a pass in an NFL game. But I have to admit, you know, am I still concerned? Of course, who wouldn't be, right? But you could tell why the Titans front office, why Mike Vrabel, why anybody on that offense would believe in Logan Woodside, because he carries himself with a lot of confidence. He's put in the work, especially the mental prep standpoint. And, you know, he comes across well. I could see where easily, if he's in a huddle looking at the other 10 pairs of eyes, where they're looking back, not doubting him, but it's like listening to see what their roles are in this next play.
For sure. I completely agree with that, Johnny. I think he's really kind of like a Mike Vrabel guy, you could say. He's, straightforward. I appreciated that he, you know, really came out and said that, I realize I've got a great opportunity in front of me here. He knows what he's playing for this training camp. I asked him about, preseason games and what that means for someone like him who's vying for, you know, a spot on the depth chart, looking to cement that role. And he kind of came back and said, now my focus is treating practices like games. Just with our conversation with him last week, I think he said all the right things. I think he's a guy that, is easy to root for. He kind of went into some of the, situations he dealt with in high school, in college at Toledo, just being overlooked, right, and kind of having to fight for everything he's earned. And he's really scrappy that way. And I could see why the Titans like him. And again, beyond all that, he's a guy that, knows the Titans personnel, knows their system. He's been around the team for a couple years now, which, that's something that's valuable. That's something that, you could put stock in as you're looking potentially at considering him as your backup. The one knock against Woodside, obviously, is just the fact that he hasn't, thrown a pass in the NFL. And that's, something that, for as many good things as Woodside, I think, has going in his favor, I think that's something that you really have to weigh heavily when you consider the fact that Ryan Tannehill doesn't, have exactly an immaculate track record when it comes to injury history. And, and especially in a season like this where, he is as susceptible as to COVID as anyone else is. And, who knows, what could happen if, let's say, he even gets exposed to somebody like that, what that would mean for, his availability on a Sunday. So I think the backup quarterback position, we saw last year how important that position was here in Nashville, especially, but even across the NFL. I think it's going to be really, really important for the Titans this season. And to me, I still think, to me, the move is probably to go out and sign a veteran quarterback just to get somebody with experience in here. And that doesn't mean you don't keep, Woodside even on the active roster. I think he could carry three quarterbacks into the season, but I just think better safe than sorry as far as getting somebody with a little bit more experience in here.
But with that said, you're not as concerned as you were when you comparing it before and then after your chance to visit with him.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely would say that, honestly. I wasn't sure how much he could do, how much he could say to sort of sway my perspective on that. We've heard so much about Woodside, this offseason, not from him, from Mike Vrabel, from John Robinson.
Right.
Tannehill gave him a really strong endorsement that same day, basically said that he's got all the tools. He just kind of has to have that opportunity to go out and show that he can do it. So I think if the Titans end up with him as the backup, you know, I'm slowly coming around to that, just to sort of being okay with that, as opposed to maybe in the beginning of the offseason. And I think, you know, if he shows enough in training camp, I could be certainly completely swayed that way. I still think just here at the outset of training camp, I kind of thought all season that signing a veteran quarterback just to back up Tannehill was the move. Still kind of think that, but I'm certainly beginning to see what all the Titans have kind of said all to this point just about Logan Woodside and kind of hyping him up a little bit.
Eric, we've seen what has happened in Major League Baseball. Like, for example, now the Cardinals been shut down and for four games with the Detroit Tigers. We saw what happened with the Marlins. And so all four players today, Kevin Byard, Taylor Lewan, Harold Landry, along with Jonnu Smith, were asked about, you know, this fall camp early on and as far as with COVID-19. Who had their money on Taylor Lewan saying the best thing with regards to making sure everybody stays safe? I thought that he gave a great answer with regards to the fact that, you know, we're professionals. You know, we're not college football. We're not high school. We know what we have to do. And then he talked about the fact that he has a newborn at home, and it's very, very important to protect his family, not doing crazy things like going out. Taylor Lewan had the most mature answer of the group, and not that the other three did badly. They all said the right things, but Taylor Lewan really brought it home.
Yeah, I agree, and I think, you know, that seems to have been sort of an emphasis this offseason. You know, he spoke about it earlier a few months ago, just being a better leader for this team, and I think that certainly trickled into this topic, you know, just holding guys accountable. And you know, he's right. You know, you could say all you want to players, to teammates. You could emphasize it in the building for sure. And, I liked what he had to say about wearing a mask, not being political inside St. Thomas Sports Park. They're all just trying to stay healthy. And he said, you know, if it helps even 1%, we're doing it. We're doing everything we can to keep the guys safe in the building. But ultimately, it's on each individual once they leave the facility to be careful, to be responsible. And listen, there's a lot of moving parts. When you consider NFL rosters, when compared to, you know, any of the three other major sports, you look at just how many players the Titans are going to have in camp. It's going to be 80, and then you factor in coaching staff, other personnel. There's just a lot of people involved, and they all kind of have to, stay firm and just prioritize health, because if there's one weak link, you know, we've seen what that can mean. Examples with the Marlins, the Cardinals, as far as outbreaks occurring, and it's going to be just really hard to contain that when we're talking about a socially not distant sport like football that you know is contact. You know, if there is one weak link, it'll spread. So I think Taylor Lewan was really on top of that. I liked what he had to say about Dennis Kelly, which was probably more in line with what we've come to expect from him in terms of Dennis Kelly being the Titans NFLPA player rep and him taking mask wearing very seriously and
absolutely.
Taylor Lewan even compared or said he would be an unbelievable dictator just in terms of how much he's enforcing that. Obviously that was tongue in cheek, but it's really, it's good to hear as far as knowing what the Titans are up to inside the building, just that it's such a big priority, because it has to be. It's the only chance that football has to go on this season with it not being a bubble sport like the NBA or the NHL.
You know, we talked about the fact that, you know, a lot of leadership no longer on this team, Logan Ryan, Jarrell Casey, Marcus Mariota, the list goes on and on. The interesting part about it, it's not just one or two players stepping up as far as leadership role. It's almost like a team that when you think about it by position and then look at the team as a whole, it's not like you have to have a lot of followers here in the sense that you have some of these veterans that have been around 3-4 years or more, and to the point where they know what they're responsible for. They had a taste of success last year, one step away from the Super Bowl. They want to get back and then take it further. That's the ultimate goal. And, you know, I'm like, so far, so good. I mean, like today, you know, whether you're talking about Kevin Byard, who is a natural leader anyway, but like a Jonnu Smith understanding. You know, he's learned well from Delaney Walker, stepping up in the role too, is from a leadership standpoint. It looks like Taylor Lewan is maturing to add leadership there with the offensive line. You already have Ben Jones and Roger Stafford. So my thing is, you know, this is a team where you now have so many players that can take over that role.
Yeah, no, I definitely see that. And, you know, it's a situation where guys for sure are going to have to step up that maybe weren't counted upon as much in previous seasons. But, I agree. I think all the personalities are there as far as leadership in that locker room, whether it's any of the four guys that were on Zoom conference calls today. You know, Byard is obviously very high on that list. But, you know, you've got guys like Derrick Henry that are emerging leaders in that locker room, Rashawn Evans. Even A.J. Brown, a second-year guy, you know, who's been pretty vocal and outspoken. And, you know, you could certainly see the leadership qualities developing there. And, you know, we talk all the time about the guys that they lost, you know, Delaney Walker, Marcus Mariota, Wesley Woodyard, Jarrell Casey. These are guys that are still, you know, I was by Nissan Stadium earlier today. Those guys are still, you know, featured prominently on the facade of that stadium, just in posters. And, you know, they were very much at the core of what this team was. They were embedded in the DNA. They were responsible for sort of turning around this culture where, you know, they have had four straight winning seasons. You know, but by that same token, I think a lot of the guys, Jonnu Smith being a prime example of just having existed in that culture with those guys, I think they're positioned well to sort of step up. And you know, Jonnu Smith really probably learned from one of the best in terms of leadership, just being in that position group with Delaney Walker for as long as he was. That's another guy that, to me, could be poised to take more leadership, more of a bigger leadership role this season. And you know, I just think that the roster is dotted with that, with those types of guys that, you know, in years past probably weren't counted upon as much to be leaders, but just by virtue of being around some of the guys that they were that are now gone, I think they're in good position to do so, and the fans are going to need them too.
A lot to keep up with. Remind the listeners once again the best ways to keep up with all your coverage.
Sure. If you head to Twitter, you can follow me at Eric Bachrach, and if you go online to Tennessean.com, you can find all my stuff there.
Hey, we appreciate you. Have a great week, Garrett. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Johnny. Take care.